This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are terrified about tomorrow. Terrified. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff on MSNBC claimed the consequences are going to be grave if the Republicans win the midterms, and added that he thinks Trump's hyping of the caravan had devastating consequences this week. Oh, it did. It had devastating consequences against the Democrats. Donald Trump has a great way of explaining the insanity of the left and getting people to listen. He's saying, okay, you want to have an organic march, if you will, caravan of people who are made up of criminals, a lot of criminals, terrorists, and I don't care if there's even one of them in the midst. You want them to come and storm our borders. They've already gone through Mexico, and the Mexican police said some of these people were looking for a fight. Donald Trump says you're going to get one. What do you say? How many people he's going to send to the border? Do we have that clip?
Nothing at all. Immigration is a very important subject. The Democrats have let immigration in our country get out of control with their horrible not allowing us to have any votes to get passage. We need Democrat votes to change the immigration laws. They haven't given us any votes, and I actually think that they will. As far as the caravan, which is very dangerous, you see what's been happening. As far as the caravan is concerned, our military is out. We have about 5,008. We'll go up to anywhere between 10 and 15,000 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE, and everybody else at the border. Nobody's coming in. We're not allowing people to come in. If you look at what happened in Mexico 2 days ago with the roughness of these people in the second caravan that's been forming, and also, frankly, in the first caravan, and now they have one forming in El Salvador, and we are thinking very seriously, immediately stopping aid to those countries, because, frankly, they're doing nothing for the American people. Immigration is a very, very big and very dangerous, a really dangerous topic, and we're not going to allow people to come into our country that don't have the well-being of our country in mind.
Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. So let me explain what's happening here. Donald Trump is attacking the caravan. See, most politicians would be looking for the sympathy thing. Well, you know, we understand why they're wanting to come and all this. Trump is saying, look, this is our country, our border. I've been talking about it. I campaigned on it. We will stop them. I will deploy the military. And he's given plenty of time for the Democrats to figure out, is there some polling here that says, don't protect the border. If we deploy the military, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? If we deploy the military, let me tell you what's going to happen. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm talking about in terms of negative impact. It's not going to, don't worry about it. Not going to, you can just rest assured things will be okay. If they weren't, what do you think why do you think the Democrats haven't said, what are you talking about deploying the military? Deploying the military against these innocent people? Oh my goodness, what? Why hasn't there been any hype? So Donald Trump has made this election about the caravan. Now here's the deal. Adam Schiff, who I talked about earlier, Chris Hayes was doing an interview with him, and he asked him this question. If Republicans were to retain the House majority, what do you think that would signal? What do you think that would send the signal that they are then empowered to do? And here's what Schiff said. You know, then I think Republicans conclude that Donald Trump has been vindicated. Whatever weak murmurings of conscience we've seen about from the Republicans of the president's conduct, we can expect to completely vanish. And if we think the president is out of control now, we can only imagine what he'll be if he feels he's somehow been vindicated by voters. it's one of the many reasons why this is the most important midterm that any of us will participate in, because the consequences are going to be grave. We'll either have a check on this president in the form of at least one house, or maybe both, in the hands of a party not in power in the White House, or we'll have Donald Trump with pretty much unbridled authority. So here's what Adam Schiff has said without really saying it. The way that politics is played is they've divvied up the parties. They've divvied up the pie. Sometimes the Democrats control the pie. Sometimes Republicans control the pie. But here's what I can tell you over the decades, you can bet, has controlled the pie. Leftism. And the left, whenever they have any leg of the stool, they control the pie. So they want the House just to control the pie. So what they fear the most is if Donald Trump gets vindicated, and he will be, you rest assured, when he gets vindicated again, they're done. As I mentioned, look, I've talked about Mueller's case. Mueller's case is over. It's been over. But that's just one aspect of it. They're done philosophically. One of the things that he says, the weak murmurings of conscience. What he's saying is that there are people who still disagree with Trump, who are still leftover remnants of the establishment, and they continue to disagree. When Trump wins this, those people are gone. The Republican Party will be remade. More importantly, the Democrat Party will be remade, because these are people that are going to go, our tactics don't work. We can't use this. We're moderates, and you know, we're just wanting to do the best thing for the country, because it's been exposed that Kyrsten Sinema is a liar, that Claire McCaskill is a liar. The guy in Tennessee and Gillum and others, they're pretending to be moderates when they're not. And because we no longer believe the media, anybody want to guess why? Yeah, because of Donald Trump, that they can't influence us in this way anymore. So they've seen this mass exodus. And let me tell you what they really fear. They really fear the real numbers getting out. If you look at early voting, it's heavily Republican. We lead in almost any area that matters. We're not leading in the cities and things like that, because we never win those. But we're leading in areas where Democrats need to expect to win, and they're not going to. And they're fearful. They have every reason to be. I want you to ask yourself, what would an unbridled Donald Trump do? A guy who says, I'm going to make America great, who's lost $1 billion, who doesn't take a penny of his salary, a guy who's dedicated to his call, you know, to his make America great again and America first. What happens when he's unbridled and the media can no longer demonize him? The politicians have to jump on board and actually say, you know what? We have to admit defeat. Consider that as we go to the break. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have every reason to fear the outcome of the midterms because Democrats are crazy. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I don't care if it makes them mad. My producers are like, you know, why do you... People ask me all the time, Kevin, why do you set Democrats off? Why do you try to get them... I don't try to get them going. I deal in the truth. Democrats are crazy. Give me a piece of legislation where let's talk openly and honestly about it, and I'll show you, I'll prove to you that they're crazy. Democrats are financing a caravan of invaders to come to this country because they want to make a point. A point about what? Is America not loving and giving and philanthropic and humanitarian? Of course we are. We give more money to any of these third world armpit crap hole countries than anybody else, and they still can't get it together. Then they blame us and they want to come over here and invade our borders. Really? Explain to me how that's a good thing for us, for this country, to allow that. Because once you allow it, as Donald Trump said, you're allowing it to happen all the time. Why do you think we have 11 to 20 million illegals in this country now? Because we've had a slow invasion over time that nobody's wanted to address until now. I'm glad you guys are listening. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to get in on the action. So we have a president that finally says we're going to do something about it, makes it a campaign issue. It was a campaign issue in 2016 when Donald Trump first said they're bringing over their criminals. They're sex traffickers. They're drug dealers. They're letting terrorists slip into our country. What do the Democrats think has changed? The man has proven himself on every front. We've proven that exactly what he said would happen with these immigrants is happening. And this is where we find ourselves. And they think it's going to be an election issue now. No, now they're backing away from it. Have you heard them talk about, I asked earlier in the broadcast, have you heard any Democrat talk about the fact that Donald Trump deployed troops? He's deploying troops to protect the border. Defend that, Democrats. So the Democrats are crazy right now. They see the doom. They know what's coming. I don't care what, you can read all the stories you want today about how the blue wave that was supposed to happen hasn't happened, and then they'll reinvent, oh, it is happening. And Nancy Pelosi says, I'm going to be the speaker. By the way, there's some black folks that want to throw their hat in the ring for speaker, some congressional black circus members. Good luck with that. Sheila Jackson Lee, Hank Johnson, Guam tipping over Johnson. Good luck with that. Nobody near that is going to be a speaker of the House on the Democrat side after tomorrow. You can bet on that. Remember, the Democrats think that the election of Donald Trump is going to crush them. It's going to be bad. But remember, Democrats think an opposite world. So what's good for them is actually bad for them. That's the way they see it. I want you to consider America and all that has happened in this country, the flip of practically everything that Barack Obama ruined has been changed for the better. And the Democrats want you to believe that they have influenced America to such a degree that we're willing to go back to what baby black Jesus did. No, we're not. See, that's common sense. The D.C. inside the Beltway crowd and the fake news media want you to believe the hype. They're betting on it. They're polling on it. They're bludgeoning you with all this information that says, make sure you know that the Republicans have no chance of winning. And then is it, you know, we are solidly red. We're going to win the House and we may even win the Senate. Go look at Real Clear Politics where they show right now Republicans are solid for 50 seats. 6 seats are up for grabs. Democrats, they say, have 44. They say the Republicans have 2 seats up for grab, one in Indiana and one in Texas. If you think Texas is up for grabs, you must be losing your ever-loving mind. Ted Cruz will beat Beto without even. Ted Cruz is just fundraising on the fake notion that Beto, the fake Mexican, can win. But go look at the Democrats. They have 5 seats that are contested. They're slightly blue, is the way they look at it. The Democrats have 44 or whatever. I've got the numbers, but of the 44 seats they hold, 5 of those seats are not nearly as blue as they need them to be. Now, I'm going to make a prediction that if the Republicans get really lucky, they might get to 60. It's a long shot, but believe me when I tell you, don't be shocked at all if the Republicans end up at 56, 57. It won't shock me at all. What's going to shock the Democrats is how well the Republicans do in the House. We'll go through some of these races here with you in just a bit. And Donald Trump is fearless in running on these so-called controversial things. I can't believe this guy has brought up the 14th Amendment, and he's talking about changing the rules for asylum. What a champion we elected. Man, I'm going to go. I think we should cover that as its own separate segment because it is so powerful that Donald Trump is finally saying, and he has said it publicly, you can't come to this country and drop a baby and think that baby is a citizen of this country. That is ridiculous. That is not what the 14th Amendment was about. I've been saying it for a long time. So he's thinking of issuing an executive order that says that's no longer the case. And then let Congress fight it out, which is exactly what needs to happen here. We have done everything wrong. And this, look, if you really need asylum in America, I'm all for it. And I bet you most of you are too. Give me your case. There's a case of a guy who left North Korea, something Ho, last name Ho, and I was with some guys that helped get him into the States. He was at the inauguration of Donald Trump. This guy lost his arm and his leg, got it severed on a train. I mean, you know, he fell asleep on the track because he was malnourished, because he was shoveling coal. The North Koreans will go get coal off these tracks, off these trains, so they can go sell it to get money, so they can eat. Well, one day he was out there doing that, and he fell asleep from, not fell asleep, he passed out from hunger, and he got run over by a train, and it severed half his body. He survived, was tortured, if you can imagine torturing a guy for that, because they tortured him because he had dishonored the supreme leader. He escaped, and he went thousands of miles to freedom on one leg and one arm. Dude can't even have a crutch. You know what I'm saying? And he was at President Trump's inauguration, or State of the Union, one of them. And what a story. Now, see, that's a guy who needed asylum. But people that are out there going, look, we want better jobs in our communities. Well, you don't need asylum. You need to stay home and fix your communities. And look, we'll play clips of people that will tell you exactly who it is that's coming over here. These people don't care about us. They don't care about this country. They have no love of America. I want people that understand what it is to lose your freedom, to not have it, and then to come here. This country was built for that. But we weren't built for freeloaders and people that take us for granted. And as far time somebody addressed it, and Donald Trump is, thank God. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
U.S. sanctions on Iran were reimposed on Monday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a message for anyone who decides they're going to go against the sanctions and do business with Iran.
I promise you that doing business with Iran in defiance of our sanctions will ultimately be a much more painful business decision than pulling out of Iran. and it being connected to Iran entirely.
The reimposed sanctions will hit Iran's energy, shipping, and financial sectors. President Trump is in Cleveland, Ohio for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. The president has two other rallies scheduled for today as the midterm election is set for tomorrow. The president also took to the campaign trail over the weekend.
This is one of the most important elections of our time. I don't know if I rate it more important than the last election, 16, but it's right there.
The president also said today he would announce a new UN ambassador later this week. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A gentleman we talked to in the last hour, Jose from Honduras, who's coming even though he's convicted of a serious felony. Listen.
In my country, Honduras, a lot of trouble.
Can you ask him exactly what happened?
¿Cuál es tu felonía exactamente?
Number three.
A third degree felony?
Intento de matar.
Attempt of murder.
That was one of the members of the caravan coming to America, and Griff Jenkins of Fox found out that he's an attempted murderer. He's like, but I want my freedom. I want to come to America. There was a lady that was interviewed by a buddy of mine. His name is Jesse Lee Peterson. And she explains why people are coming from Honduras. She's a Honduran lady. And she's explaining why they come here.
So they're actually, men are abducting children so that they can bring them here. And then they can pretend. So this is all happening. And it's just like, yeah, Honduras has its own issues that they need to resolve. Just because, you know, like, then for that matter, everyone from Honduras wants to come to the United States. So does that mean that we should just go and take over Honduras and make it another state? You know, like, it's unbelievable to me how uneducated people here, and they just close their minds. They don't realize what they're causing. Most of these people that want to come in, they don't come in because they want to make a difference in this country. They want to come in because they want all the free stuff.
As I've said many times, the reason people come to this country is because of what you built. The reason that they bring the mindset that they bring is because of what leftism has built. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. This situation with the caravan has completely backfired on the left. You want to know why I know? Because the news cycle tells you. The news cycle is pivoting away from it. And Donald Trump has done the most egregious thing you could possibly do as a president and somebody who the left would normally take advantage of. And he says, I'm protecting our borders and I'm sending troops. And you don't hear, oh my God, look at what he's doing. He's sending the troops. Donald Trump is saying, I dare you. I dare you, Adam Schiff. I dare you, any leftist, to tell me that we shouldn't be protecting our borders in the most forceful way that we can. Or do we want to risk invasion? What a brilliant dude, man. And you know what's brilliant about it? It's simplicity. It's common sense. I'd love to tell you Donald Trump is a genius. Donald Trump is saying, I told you I was going to protect the borders. I know Americans want protection. So the best way for us to do that is to not to allow our understaffed ICE people and Border Patrol people to do it. We'll send the military to back them up. And I'm going to give them all the firepower to do it. And you know what? If we got to arrest and thump people and set up, you know, all the tents and stuff to make this work and set up these temporary prisons, we'll do it. And then we'll have the transport to ship them back. And oh, by the way, I will cut immediate funding to Honduras and El Salvador and any other countries in Central America, including Mexico, that don't take them back or whatever. And I mean, just on and on. That is the way you deal with stuff. And you say, bring the backlash. Bring it. That's what we say on this show. We're always talking about, hey, you know what? You got something to say to me? Bring it. I want to hear it. You got a beef with me, I want to hear it. I'm going to be talking to a gentleman named Jim later in the broadcast. Jim wanted to, he's, Kevin, you're a racist. And, really? All right, let's talk about it. So, the left have serious problems on their hands. See, the world is used to dealing with this feckless eunuch by the name of Barack Obama. And with the departure of Obama, the days of us not addressing issues are over. America has a president who plays no games with our sovereignty or with the lives of American citizens. And the Democrats played the invasion game. They financed invaders to descend upon America. And President Trump made his stance clear. I watched a video of the trains bringing massive amounts of military equipment to our borders. If you think he's playing, you better think again.
Ask you about the deployment of troops on the southern border. There are now more than double the number that are actually in the. And so, is this a political stunt, as critics allege?
Yeah, the support that we provide to the Secretary for Homeland Security is practical support based on the requests from the Commissioner of Customs and Border Police. And so we don't do stunts in this department. Thank you.
That was Secretary Mattis. I'm not a fan of his, but where it makes sense. And I mean, here's what he is doing. He's following the president's orders. And I don't know whether this guy's changing from being what I consider to be a bit of a rhino, but many people in the Republican Party and in his administration who came in, you know, left-leaning moderates or whatever they may be, are changing, as is the rest of the world. Here's what President Trump said about the caravan and asylum.
No nation can allow itself to be overwhelmed by uncontrolled masses of people rushing their border. That's what's happening. They are rushing our border. They're coming up. And even before you get to the caravan, just on a daily basis, people coming in. And it's a very bad thing for a country. It's sad in many ways, but it's a very bad thing for a country. And again, costs us billions and billions and billions of dollars a year. And I will therefore take every lawful action at my disposal to address this crisis. And that's what we're doing. The United States military, great people. My administration is finalizing a plan to end the rampant abuse of our asylum system. It's abused to halt the dangerous influx and to establish control over America's sovereign borders. Forget borders. And once that control is set and standardized and made very strong, including the building of the wall, which we've already started, $1.6 billion spent last year, $1.6 billion this year. We have another $1.6 that will be coming, but we want to build it at one time. All it does is turn people in a different direction if you don't. We want to build it at one time. Under this plan, the illegal aliens will no longer get a free pass into our country by lodging meritless claims in seeking asylum. Instead, migrants seeking asylum will have to present themselves lawfully at a port of entry.
God, you would think that it would make sense to say if you're seeking asylum, you can't come across illegally. You got to go through the legal system. Welcome back, everybody. President Trump, yet again, bringing common sense solutions to problems that have just been kicked down the road for decades. Anyway, they tried to apply these Alinsky rules to Trump. The Democrats did. And it reminds me of somebody shooting at Superman, you know, and the bullets just pew, 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 bouncing off, except they ricochet and they hit the Democrats. I mean, he's serious about this. The Democrats are used to people like Obama who they can sway, or Bush, who they, you know, compassionate conservatism. We're going to be compassionate conservatives. They think that, see, Trump doesn't worry about political calculus because he understands the mission. He understands his focus. He has set the vision and the mission of America, and he's not worried about it. He watched for decades as other presidents promised to protect the borders. Lip service. Barack Obama said in 2005 that the border protection, this is why he was running for president. You know, when I go back and look at his videos, all it reminds me of is all this stuff Project Veritas is uncovering, where they say, yeah, let's act like we're going to be tough on these various issues, and then when we get into office, we can ignore them, or we can go in a completely different direction. That is exactly what we've watched these people do. Project Veritas has exposed. I mean, I didn't need James O'Keefe's team to tell me what was going on in these things, but I'm saying now that we've seen in multiple situations where these people tell you what you want to hear, and they tell you, I can't get elected unless I win the moderates, and the only way to win the moderates is to lie to them. Moderates, you should be ashamed of yourselves if you've fallen for this over the years. Finally, we have a president who's brought sanity to this. Obama mocked the people who agreed with him once he became president. He said, we need border protection. Became president, and then, you know, we got to look at things differently. We got to look at this, this, this. And then he made every excuse not to act. He mocked us. He pretended. There was a video he made where he says the citizens are asking for too much for him to deal with comprehensive immigration reform. And the things that he had us do were things he would have never gotten voted in if he said he wanted to do that. President Trump has had the most consistent immigration policy in modern history. He said he's going to protect the border, and he's doing it. This caravan is dangerous, as he said. And I'll be honest with you, I can't imagine a president in modern era taking this stance, including Ronald Reagan. President Trump understands the pulse of the country. And when I see his interviews, I sense his convictions. He doesn't speak mere words. He truly sees himself as a problem solver, and that is exactly what he does day in and day out for this country. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We've never seen a president like Donald Trump. But in my humble opinion, we will never see a future president unlike him. At least when it comes to his use of TV. I have a sneaking feeling that every U.S. president from here on out will be a television star of some sort. Maybe a lawmaker who knows how to create a TV moment, or a governor who knows how to throw a really great rally, or a businesswoman who knows how to connect through the camera. Any way you slice it, star power will be a prerequisite to the presidency. That's my hunch.
That was Brian Stelter, missing it again. I mean, to some degree, you're going to have to be a star, but you're going to have to be a rock star. And my biggest issue right now is who's going to replace Donald Trump in 2024. At least we have a bullpen, right? And the question you got to ask yourself is who's going to be prepared to step in and be that bold? Rand Paul recently was at a rally, one of my buddies, Senator Rand Paul, and he says, you know what? I got to hand it to Donald Trump. I didn't think this guy was going to be able to do this. I didn't think we were going to get what we get out of him. I'm now a believer in Trump. You can only hope that he says, I will be different if I run again. You can bet Ted Cruz is taking lessons. This guy is a student of politics. He's taking lessons. I'm not saying he should be it. I already have my ideas about who I think is going to be the next president of the United States. It's a shocker. I'm going to save it. But I'm going to predict the next president of the United States. It will be a Republican. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the election cycle. Oh, you know what? Let's play one more clip. Because Chris Hayes has this idea about who are the people who believe in Donald Trump.
My own take on this is that it's necessary but not sufficient, right? Some sort of political check on power of the president and the Republican Party is necessary to contain the worst impulses. The deeper pathologies that are on display, they're on display for anyone that looks at those rallies, anyone that looks at the way the president conducts himself, not as president, but as a human being. As a human being who woos through the earth with some sense of humanity and empathy for fellow human beings, is horrified. Unless they are under the sway of this deeply, deeply toxic and pathological cult that the president has built up. That's what it is, and there is no symmetry in American politics between what has been created there and the profound toxicity of it, and anything else right now in American life. Those are the facts, and that's the world we live in, and it's going to be that way until something very, very profound changes in the power structure of the country.
It's always good to know how the other side thinks, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I told you that the left fear us. They say we're in a deeply toxic, pathological cult. And Trump has this Svengali-like, control over us. He can look at us and we're hypnotized. I would say, you know what I'm going to say. They tell you what's happened to them. Let me put it to you this way. If a guy lost 1,080 seats as our president, like if we lose 1,080 seats during his presidency, I would have to really seriously consider what's going on. Either our ability to message or he's just the wrong dude. But the Svengali, Barack Obama, still has these people believing he's got power over us. I told you guys, go look at Barack Obama do his, doing all these different events. And look at the actual number of people who come to these events. He's got one going in Atlanta for this governor candidate. Radical leftist black chick. And let me tell you, it's only going to hurt her. He didn't even campaign for Gillum, a black socialist who resembles everything he's about. This is a guy that's followed the Barack Obama play plan like any... I mean, he's got the playbook, and it's open, and it's got pictures of Barack Obama on every page. And Barack Obama didn't campaign with him, and they sent Bernie Sanders. The dude is toxic. Who's Hillary campaigning with? A couple of women who better be very safe. I'm just telling you, go look at who we have campaigning for us. Donald Trump. People begging John James of Illinois, black dude, please come in and campaign with me, Mr. President. And who knows? I think Trump will try to make a stop for him to help him out. He's a long shot. But you know what? It would be great to steal that Senate seat. That would be something else. So these guys are scared. And they have a very good reason to be scared because they're in big trouble. Let's go with some Senate updates. Politico reported, though Tester, that's John Tester, has a narrow lead, the race is statistically tied, according to new Republican polling viewed by Politico. Republicans think a late surge of GOP enthusiasm tied to Trump's visit this coming weekend could produce a major upset of the two-term incumbent who has never cleared 50% of the vote. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that anywhere the polls are showing 1%, lead for the Democrats, you can put that in the Republican basket. Anywhere it's showing 4%, it probably is going to go Republican. Unless a Democrat is winning by double digits, don't think they've won. And Democrats know this. They're scared to death. They've watched a shift in at least 3-4 Senate races where the person winning, the Democrat, is now losing. And they know that the polls are already skewed in their favor. So they are in fear for their lives. Kyrsten Sinema is a good example. Claire McCaskill. These were statistical ties or leaning left that have flipped. And they flipped on a dime. And that's polling. Forget reality. Where who do you think is going to come out in droves? I'm just telling you. This one, he's never Trumper, Guy Benson. Guy was, he's got to get himself together. He had like 4 Senate polls at a statistical tie. And he was making the case that maybe we'll keep the center. I wrote a piece about it saying, Guy, when are you going to get over this never Trump nonsense? I was with him when he went on a Trump rampage. I was in Colorado with him. And it had nothing to do with the idea of could Donald Trump be successful because he's a businessman. And he's uncouth. He's just not a good representative. He's just that and the other. You know, and I was like, dude, why don't you give the guy to you before you start going down that path? Let's remember, this is an accomplished businessman. Oh, he's bankrupt and this, that, and the other. He just went on a rant. And the more you try to reason with him, the more leftist he appeared. And he still writes pieces that are left-leaning. You know, he tries to act as if he's complimenting the president when he's not. And he writes his piece, well, there's a chance that we could keep the Senate. There's a chance of this or that. There's no chance. We will keep. Look, I'm not some dyed-in-the-wool, you know, groupie for Trump going, oh, we're going to keep it because Donald Trump is so awesome. I'm telling you the facts. As I said, go look at the Real Clear Politics polling, which I think all the polling, it sucks. I don't believe most of it. It's got Republicans solidly holding 50 seats. It's got 6 seats up for grabs. And the 6 seats that are up for grab, I'm telling you, are going to go Republican, period. They're going Republican. The Republicans are going to end up with somewhere, I think I'd said as high as 57. If we got lucky, we could get to 60. But it'll be 54 or 55 seats minimum. And then you start looking at the House. Let me go back to Tester. The Hill reported Tester, who appeared to be cruising to re-election a few months ago, now finds himself in a dogfight. And he warned supporters at a rally in Butte, Montana, a hard-scrabbling mining town, that only a handful of votes could decide the race. The race has tightened considerably since the fight over the Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, which Montanan Republicans say has energized their base. Now, I talk about this all the time. I told you guys, you know, the energy has to, first of all, we have more energy to begin with, okay, as Republicans. Because we have the guy in office that is accomplishing something. The Democrats had it with Barack Obama. In 2008, there was no stopping that momentum. None. That dude just had it locked down. Wouldn't have mattered if it was Trump. Now, Trump would have gone after him harder and would have made it a race, but wouldn't have mattered. It had moved over to so much, you know, momentum that you couldn't stop it. But I'll be doggone if you're going to tell me that we can't stop it now. Are you kidding? We have momentum on top of momentum. We got a guy that wasn't well-liked because there were a bunch of rhinos like Benson. And then he performed. And now you've got this mass exodus of Republicans and Democrats that have exited the party going, you know what? I like what I'm seeing. And that momentum has been added to with the Kanye effect, the Brett Kavanaugh stuff, which has pretty much put a dent into feminism, and I could go on, but I'm going to run out of time. So this is where we are, and tomorrow we'll tell if I'm right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.